Welcome to Stories from 400 Feet, the podcast that gives you the inside story on what is happening in the drone industry, from the everyday to the not-so-everyday events that define this industry and push it forward. If a drone flies, we'll be there.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gagne, and today I'm joined by Steve Coulson, founder and director of Copters.
It's great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about Copters, how it got started?
Yeah, sure. So to give a backstory, myself and my business partner, Paul, are both 50% owners of Copters, but we've been working together for 28 years and actually building businesses for 22 of those years together. So it's almost like a marriage. But we previously had a business in the commercial maritime industry and built that business to an eight-figure business and sold that to a UK PLC in the end of 2018. For a little while, we had been a little bit frustrated in the industry we're in because we were always looking over the horizon about new technology and how to get that into industry. So really going for the innovator market, and the commercial maritime industry was anything but that, I'm afraid. So we were a little frustrated, although we'd built a great business that we sold for eight figures. But in 2015, we decided to say, hey, let's look at what new great tech there is out there. And that included me going to San Francisco, looking at wearable technology, Internet of Things, medical type tech. But we kept coming back to drones. And I think the reason why was that we kind of understood it. It was akin to what we were already doing. We were supplying, we would be supplying an industrial solution for new technology that was answering problems that probably people didn't know could be solved. So we started that business in 2016 with a focus on organizations. Because when we first looked at it, it was all a hobbyist market apart from
the military.
And we'd never done B2C. We'd always been in B2B. And when we started looking at the reports, the forecasts for the future, it was stunning what was being forecast. And so we decided we were going to be an enabler. You know, when the gold rush happened in America, the people who made the most money were the people who sold them shovels and pickaxes and supplies.
Right.
But we looked at enabling organizations. And our mission is to revolutionize organizations using drones. We really stuck to that, and we now have 2,500 active customers. That's customers who bought in the past 12 months. And we've progressed to a business that is going to do well in excess of eight figures in GB sterling this year. And we're in the fast track 1,000, which is a UK Financial Times fast track 1,000 companies, the fastest growing companies in Europe. So things have gone well. There've been challenges.
Sounds like it, yeah.
We focus on having a stable of best in world technology. So that's the airframe, the sensor payload, the software, training, and we're very much into innovative training. We do face to face, but we've invested an awful lot in a training platform. So we've got online training for all different types of industry sector and how to use drones, but also what we call type specific training. So if you were a pilot flying an Airbus and then you couldn't just go and fly a Boeing, you've got to do the course.
Yeah.
So, if somebody's flying an M300, they can't, they could go and fly a para, but we feel like that for all these airframes to be as safe as possible and get as much out of the airframes, it should be type specific training. And we've had a really positive response from industry on, because this just makes sense, because they're doing due diligence then. So we've got big plans for the future. We're moving into Europe. We are looking at opening offices in several European countries and building out our portfolio of products so that we can give impartial drone solutions rather than say, we've got one brand and we push that, because one size doesn't fit all. This is why we're here at AUVSI looking at how we expand our range. And we've had some amazing conversations, and we're going to be announcing some great partnerships coming forward. With where we'd always focused on UAVs, it's now unmanned. So if it flies, walks, crawls, floats, or dives, you know, we set our stall out to have the best in world unmanned tech for that.
That's brilliant. There's a lot to unpack there. But with that last statement, what got you to expand beyond just that aerial?
Well, it's really simple, and it's a really probably overused reason. Our customers start asking us for that.
You know, that's the best business reason of all. People want that integrated technology.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when your customers are saying, great, we love what you do with UAVs, what about UGVs? The synergy is so good because it's the same customers who need this tech. It's been a nice segue. And if your customers are asking you for it, you've got to have a really good reason not to go that way. And it just works. And I think what we're seeing now, and it's going to get more so, is the payload interoperability, the universal payloads that can go from a drone to a crawler to a robot dog, etc. That brings great advantages to the end user.
Oh, absolutely. And there are a number of payloads that are being developed across the board, from LiDAR to photogrammetry, that is really offering that kind of forward-thinking technology, which is just brilliant, I think, for building this kind of tech. So what are some of the verticals or markets that you tend to service the most?
Yeah, so we actually divide our commercial business efforts. So defense, public safety, surveying and infrastructure, we call geospatial, and asset integrity inspection. And finally, learning education. So we do a lot with universities, colleges, and even schools now.
That's great.
That's what we found is, you know, is to our strengths. We service some agriculture and things like that, but so far in the UK, we're not like North America, where there's huge, you know, one state in North America is as big as our country. So we don't have the economies of scale for things like agriculture, albeit, you know, we do have some business there. But those are the main focus areas.
Yeah, that makes sense. Each region and culture is going to have a different requirement for what is going to make sense for drone technology. And that's one of the things that we tend to overlook as an industry, is you got to look at your market and what market is going to really need. And it looks like you looked at the market and said, this needs to be organized. This needs a structure.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to provide some standards and be able to provide multiple payloads, multiple platforms that actually meet the needs of the customer, rather than just trying to push one particular product.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It makes sense to your target market. If they're having to do all the work to decide what platform and what training do I need and what software will be best, when you can just come. I mean, I call it our pizza with different flavors. You know, We've got the airframe flavor, we've got the payload flavor, we've got the software flavor, the training flavor, and a bit of consultancy sprinkled on the top.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you for meeting with me today. And I just want to give you any last thoughts or information that you'd like to provide our listeners.
I think the last thoughts are, this industry is accelerating. You can see we have five personas of buyer, right? From one that has no real knowledge and no plans, through to those who are adopting at scale. Many of our customers now, large customers, are dropping into that adopting at scale. So as that customer journey goes on, it's just accelerating and accelerating. And it's really exciting for what things, you know, what drones can do for good.
For sure. I couldn't agree more. It is an accelerating train, and it's great to be on. And it's great to speak with you today, and really excited about what you're doing over there in the UK. And good luck with your expansion into Europe.
Thank you very much. It's a lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking.